Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have with me, I put it out there on Facebook, that what happens when two talk show hosts collide, and what it is we get talk. And so we're going to talk today with, and I've lost his bio, I had it with me here a second ago, with Rod Eccles. And he is a talk show host. Thought he was just starting up, but I think he's been doing it a while. And Rod, I just welcome you to CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here. It's an honor.
Well, I'm glad that you're here with us. The 2016 is gearing up, and I think we'll just jump in here because we're having a little bit of a problem with our phone line, so we're going to jump in here before things happen on the phone lines. But Rubio made his announcement yesterday. Hillary made her announcement on Sunday. And we've got two others that have jumped in. And I don't know about you, but so far I don't know. It's exciting, but I'm a little disappointed. How about you?
Well, it's real early in the process, Phil, but I'm happy to see that there are a number of true conservatives jumping into the race already. We fully expected Hillary to jump in. At least a lot of people did. I was a little surprised that she's still getting in at this stage with all her scandals.
I was too, actually.
But we'll see. We'll probably see her play out early. If she's not going to be the nominee, then she'll probably play out early, and they'll be replacing her with somebody else. Probably Elizabeth Warren, who's already rattling the cages, and everybody's. I think she's feeling the love from the left. we'll have to wait and see on that one.
Well, when you say true conservatives, you know, I was listening to Rubio last night, and you know, even these that step up, that with the exception of maybe, and I know some of my people are absolutely in love with him, and some of them are absolutely not in love with him, with Rand Paul, but. They still talk big government. Now, I listened to Rubio last night, and I liked pretty much everything he said until he got to Obamacare. Now, I don't know how you feel about it, but I have said for many years now, if it had been the best written law in the world, I'd have still been against it, because I don't believe in big government, and I don't believe they have any business into your health care. And it's not about our health care. It's about forced insurance. It's a tax. What do you think?
I am with you on that one, Beth. There is no way, no reason for government to be involved in our health. It's all about big government. It's all about control.
Yes.
It's all about being able to be in our daily lives, period. That's all it is. There is no reason or excuse to have so-called government-sponsored, government-shared health care. I mean, it's the most ridiculous notion that there is. I mean, health care is one of the most important and most personal issues that government has no place in it.
Well, he had me. I thought he was doing a good job until he said, you know, he said we were going to repeal it, do away with it. Then he said, and replace it. And then I was upset with him. So he had me until he said, replace it. At least on that issue.
They have, the Republicans seem to think that, and they've fallen for this hook, line, and sinker a number of times. And the Democrats have done a very good job of doing this to Republicans. They always say, well, if you don't like our idea, then why don't you come up with a better idea? And the Republicans have been backed into the corner so many times that they think that they have to have an alternative idea, when the alternative really is, hey, Mr. Liberal Democrat, the alternative to government health care, the way you have it, is we get out of it. We don't need another plan. We need to get out of it. But they've been backed into this corner so many times, and the mainstream media has pounded them, that they don't have an alternative plan. So every time the Democrats propose something, whether it's good or bad, the Republicans automatically have to have an alternative. No, we don't. if it's a bad idea, we just say it's a bad idea and we don't need a plan because it's a bad idea.
You know, if we'd ignore them as much as they ignored us, we'd all do a lot better, I think. You know, the thing with the GOP, Rod, is, in my opinion, is instead of going after these voters that aren't voting, which is where I think we need to be heading. You know, some people have already made up their mind. Some people are like you and me. They probably never, ever in their entire life voted a straight ticket. And, you know, the GOP wants to look just like the Democrat Party, thinking they can get the votes that the Democrat Party are. That we're just trading votes back and forth. You know, it's like a deck of cards. We're just shuffling them back and forth on the table instead of going after a new deck. And that new deck are these voters out there that are so discouraged, so upset, think they don't have a voice, that they don't bother to vote anymore. And I think that's who we should go after.
That is a huge block of people, of legal voters in this country, are those who are apathetic and who sit out. And I talk to people almost on a daily basis that say pretty much the same thing. You know, well, it makes no difference who I vote for because they're both the same. And, you know, it gets to be a little frustrating when you're out there trying to inform people that there can be a difference and that there is a difference, but people just don't see it because Republicans really aren't trying to differentiate themselves from the left. They're trying, they think, and this is not for all Republicans. This is pretty much the inside the beltway leadership Republicans. You know, some people call them rhinos.
I do.
But they're the ones that believe that we have to have all these alternative programs of everything that a Democrat proposes, and that we have to, in order to get people to vote for them, they have to, you know, not be quite as conservative, and they have to be more middle of the road. Look, Ronald Reagan made it very clear. You know, he said, what we don't need is we don't need a third party, and we don't need a second party that looks like the existing Democratic Party. We don't need a party of pale pastels. We need a party of bold color differences. Give the people a real choice, and you will find that they will come out and support you if you give them a real choice, and they have a choice. Americans like choice. I mean, this is why you go into any fast food chain and you got, like, you know, a plethora of different chicken sandwiches. We like choice. Give us a real choice.
Sometimes less choices are better. I get confused, you know, Rob. I just get confused. Well, I agree with you, and I agree with Ronald Reagan on that fact that we've got to stop trying to look alike. And right now the parties do look alike. And, you know, it's hard not to argue with people when they say they're no different. You know, their platforms, they may have different things on their platform. But when they get into office and when they start voting, they seem to vote the same way on many, many issues, and they don't look a whole lot different, and we don't get out of debt, we don't get America moving forward, and we're not moving forward. That is just such a lie that they have put before us that we're in some kind of a recovery. We may be doing a little bit better, but it's not, it's just it's kind of a wave of things, you know, where things are just kind of like the ocean waves coming in from out. It's just going to keep coming. And we haven't improved anything, really, and the tax burden on the people is so bad right now. But I don't ever hear them talking about cutting taxes or cutting any of the spending. They just want to, again, they're just shuffling the deck of cards and changing where it's at, and nothing ever really gets better.
No, unfortunately, you're absolutely correct. And this economy is not moving forward. Look, Obama pretty much admitted that there is that the economy is stalling again. Well, it's not, it never really got going. But look, we have, you know, 90, 100 million people out of the workforce. We still have one of the lowest work participation rates in this country since World War II, and yet they're trying to tell us that we have unemployment below 6%.
Yeah, they're not telling the truth on that. We're going into a break. Rod, can you hang on, and we'll continue our conversation when we come back. I am going to open up the phone lines. We have a little bit of a delay today on the phones, but it's 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And Beth Ann and Rod will be right back. Gold is an investment. Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver is CSC Talk Radio's choice for gold, silver, and all your precious metals. Gold and silver are the ultimate forms of wealth. They are beautiful and alluring to virtually everyone on earth. They are extremely scarce and can't be counterfeited. Your contact, your trusted dealer, is Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in their business practices. No hard pressure sales, no boiler room tactics. Low prices, quality products, fast shipping. For all your gold, silver, platinum, and palladium needs, buy and sell. Discount Gold and Silver take pride in the fact that they educate their clients so that you can make an informed decision. Visit Melody Cederstrom at DGScoins.com or call her at 1-800-375-4188. DGScoins.com or 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver is the common sense way to invest.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a Rest Drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Two talk show hosts are colliding today here, and it is Rod Eccles and Beth Ann. And Rod, I did find your bio, better late than never, huh? I had it in my on my desk instead of in my papers I carry back and forth to the studio. And you have been, you were an Army, not an Army, I'm sorry, an Air Force brat, weren't you?
Yes, I was. That's a difference.
Yes, there is a difference. I have a son that was in the Army. I got a brother that's a Marine, and I know that there's a difference. And I got scolded one time when I had them all stand. I was doing the song that tributes to each branch of the service, you know. And I asked them to salute one another. And I said, Mom, we don't salute one another. I got in trouble for that one. So anyway, they salute one another if they're in the same division, but not if they're Air Force, Army, Air Force. I got corrected. Anyway, I digress. You are a conservative, and I am a conservative, and I've not listened to your show, and I know that you haven't had time to listen to my show. You're on the go all the time. But one thing that I push here on CSC Talk Radio, Rod, is that we've got to come together. Just like we were talking about with the voters, we have a bunch of brothers and sisters out there that are so discouraged and so busy trying to make ends meet that they don't bother to vote because they don't believe they have a voice. They don't believe that their voice matters. And those are the ones I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about all of us, but I'm concerned about the future of this nation. And I think we have got to find that common denominator among us. Stop arguing and picking at the at some of these issues and focus on one goal, and that one goal should be the liberty. And we have lost our liberty. I know that you know that. We want to say that we're a free America, but we are no longer a free America. In fact, I had some statistics on that, and we were down to like number 10 or 15 in the world when it came to freedom. And, you know, I knew we probably weren't number one anymore, but that really astonished me. Does that astonish you?
No, it doesn't. Not, especially with this current administration, because they've done, you know, a number of things. Well, look, we can't just blame.
No, we can't. It's been going on a while.
He's done quite a bit of damage. But, you know, a lot of people have to, what they come to realize is that the Patriot Act, which was pushed for by George W. Bush, was also extremely damaging. However, we had the left who railed against it back then. But then when Obama got into office, not only did Obama, who campaigned against the Patriot Act, when he became president, not only did he decide that he wanted to keep it and double down on it, he tried to strengthen it and lengthen it so it would last. But he wanted it to last forever, not just have sunset. We have these people that get into office, and they tell us one thing, and this is what the voter apathy is all about. They tell us one thing, and they end up doing something different. And this is what I tell people. Okay, I fully understand you're apathetic about the national elections, you know, the House of Representatives, the Senate, the presidency. Mm-hmm. I fully understand. We can make a difference there, but we have to start voting for the most conservative candidate available to us to win in our particular district. I mean, I don't mean throwing your vote away for some third or fourth party, you know, candidate that's only going to get 10 votes, but actually choosing and finding the candidate within your area that is the most conservative.
Absolutely. Now, you know, Rod, I'm gonna interrupt you here just because I want to tell you something that we talk about on CSC Talk Radio, and that's we were designed. This nation was designed to be governed on a local level. We keep looking to D.C., and I call them D.C. occupiers because they're occupying offices and they're cutting deals. And that's why they may, like you said, Barack Obama, when he was senator, he campaigned against that Patriot Act, and now he's using it hook, line, and sinker. He's using it all the way. But it matters who your county commissioners are, who your county sheriff is, who your school board members, who your aldermen. Those matter. We've got to start electing good, solid, conservative people there and then build it up. And that's exactly what you were saying. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, just you know, you got to participate. Tip O'Neill once said, all politics is local. And he was... And he even meant on the national level. All of it is local. It comes back down to what you do in your neighborhood, in your town or city, your community. You have to start there. Because once you build a solid base there, then that leads up to your state level. And that then, pretty much, if you have strong governors and strong state legislators, they will stand up against the Senate and the House and the President. We've seen that. With you know some of the governors refusing to go along with Obamacare and set up certain types of Obamacare types of exchanges, and because they didn't set them up, they're also fighting Obama on part of the law that they wrote and said that, well, the state has to do it, so if the state doesn't do it, then nobody's going to do it, but the federal government is doing it, so these governors are saying, well, no, the law says this. You wrote the law, you should know that. So if we have strong people like that, as close to us as possible, then that'll start making a difference.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And I'm glad you brought up the Patriot Act, because I have in my hand an article, and I was going to ask you about that. We talked yesterday on the phone and didn't mention this at all. But, you know, it's coming around again. And if they take no action, you know, it could be dead in the water. And so we want to make it's kind of a call to action here. We need to make sure that the listeners on your show and the listeners on my show are calling their representatives and their senators and telling them we do not want the Patriot Act. We want it dumped. And, you know, this article goes on. This is from Newsmax. And this article goes on and it explains some of these things and how they'll turn around and tell you, well, you know, it's necessary. It's for us. We have to do this. It's for our safety. But I want to share with you something. Now, my listeners have heard this, but I haven't read it to them for a while. But the necessity. I have a book here that's got all kinds of quotes from our founding fathers. It's just an awesome book. And this is one of them from William Pitt, Earl of Chapman. And he describes necessity. So this is something that you and I both know. They're always telling, we have to have Obamacare. We have to have a Patriot Act. We have to have this. We have to have all these bureaucratic rules and regulations and mandates against the people. We have to have them. They're necessary. Necessity is the plea for every infringement on human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. That came out of the mouth of William Pitt, Earl of Chapman, and November of 1783. The wisdom of our founding fathers is just astounding. It just really is amazing.
They were amazing men. They were absolutely the right men at the right time. There is no question about it. It was God inspired and godly inspiration with those gentlemen. And he's absolutely, Benjamin Franklin also said, those who give up a little bit of
liberty for safety.
But safety deserve neither, and indeed will have neither. And this is where we're going. I mean, I find it amazing that people say, well, we have to take away a little bit of our freedom in order to preserve our way of life. Well, hello, our way of life is all about freedom.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to jump to another topic because it's something that Hillary's not wanting to answer right now. And that's about late-term abortion. And, of course, we know how she stands on it. She's not going to make any changes. She doesn't want any kind of stipulations on abortion. She wants it to be whatever. And I have come to the conclusion in the last couple of months, it was an epiphany, I guess, in my head. Those who do not value life do not value liberty. Have you ever thought about that? The ones seem to be okay with taking a life or not defending a life, they don't seem to really care about liberty either.
No, they have everything in reverse. You can take the innocent child out of the mother's womb and kill it, but God forbid that you put down a monster. Like this Tsarnaev, there's already pleas for, don't give him the death penalty, give him life in prison. So they're willing to spare, a criminal's life like this, a monster like this, but take the life of an innocent. And again, when you talk about tyranny, that's exactly what tyranny does. Every tyrannical government or empire that this planet has ever seen has acted in the exact same manner.
Oh, absolutely. And, when does life begin? And we talk about that, and, you and I got a feeling we have the same feelings on that. We have the same opinion on that. And I'm writing an article for my newsletter. I put out a newsletter, and I'm writing it now, and it's just about done. About this very thing, liberty and life. And life isn't about taking a breath, it's the blood flow. And that baby has the blood flow from the beginning. And we're going into a break. We're going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. How are the elections gearing up for you? What do you think? 877-895-5410. And Rod and Bethette will be right back. Talk Radio is making available 2-pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states right supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
What every American needs to know about the Quran, a history of Islam and the United States. Bill Federer has done it again. He makes history come to life, and current events all connect that to history. Sultans conquered the 1,000-year-old Byzantine city of Constantinople. Jefferson sent Marines to stop the Muslim Barbary pirates of Algiers and Tripoli. Woodrow Wilson tried saving millions of Americans killed in Turkey. History that affects you and me today. In 2006, Keith Ellison was the first Muslim elected to the U.S. Congress. He swore on a Quran. What does this mean? Educate and activate. We shouldn't form opinion or initiate actions before we know the truth. Purchase your copy of What Every American Needs to Know About the Quran today. Send $22 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order on the website at csetalkradio.com. That's $22 for the history of Islam and the United States.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're having a good time today with Rod Eccles. He's another talk show host, and Rod's on in the evenings. And he is also syndicated, and I thought he was just getting started, but he's not. He's been doing this a while, and he's also running some other businesses. And I was kind of impressed when I was reading your bio.
Thank you.
You've done a little bit of everything, and that tells me a lot. You are America. That's what you are. And it just I think I am. I haven't done a lot, but I raised five children, all boys, and I'm still sane most of the time. And I had the struggles. We were down on the farm for a while, lost our home in a fire, and moved to town because we're in rural America, right smack dab in the middle of this nation. In the middle of the state of Missouri, and we moved to town and had to change our lifestyles, had to change occupations and all that, and things took a different turn for us. And if you'd have told me 20 some years ago I'd be doing talk radio, I'd have just looked at you funny. But here I am, and I feel it's a mission, and I got a feeling you feel the same way with yours.
Yes, I do. I've been down and I've been up. And we've had to. I remember a time when we moved into a house and we literally had to start over. We literally had just the clothes in our backs and in our suitcase, and we had to start over. I'm familiar with that type of thing. I'm also familiar with enjoying a little bit of success. No, I'm not rich, but this is a great country where a person can do that. They can start over at any time and become who they want to be at any time. And there are no preconceived notions, and you're not held back by your birth status. Your parents were poor, so that means you're going to be poor. No, we don't do that here. And you can come from the poorest of poor and then become a huge success. Or you can be a huge success and just let yourself, go and then go back to being poor again if that's what you choose. The point is that you get to choose. And you at least now still have the freedom to go out there and work to make your own dreams come true.
I believe that. I believe we're getting farther away from that, though, and I'm concerned. That's one reason I'm concerned about the way the politics are going, the way the governing is going in D.C., because they're trying to label you and me. They wouldn't peg you and me to be friends, Rod. Rod and I are as different as night and day, and they wouldn't peg us to be friends, but I consider you a good friend now, and they want to label us, they want to categorize us, and they want us divided, because they know if we ever get smart enough to come together, they're done. We're going to take the stand that our founding fathers did, hopefully not with guns, but we're going to take that stand that our founding fathers did, and we're going to chase them out of D.C., and we're going to tell them, we need statesmen up here, not career politicians. And they know they'll be done, so they've got to keep us labeled and separated.
Exactly. That is all you're going to see from the left. From the center to the left, you're going to see nothing but labels and pointing out how different we are. Look, we are the melting pot. There is no other nation on this in history that has had different types, so many different and diverse types of ethnic backgrounds living together in peace. Peace. Now, that's the key. You can live next door in a neighborhood that, there's a Polish family living on the corner, and then there's a Native American family living on the other corner, and an African American family living in the middle, and then you have an Indian from India living down the street. I mean, the diversity here, and we live in peace, is absolutely amazing. And the proof of that is that during the last census, and this is from our federal government, during the last census, we noticed there is a trend in this country, a blending or melding trend. And that blending is that there are a record number of interracial couples, married and non-married. And they are starting to give birth to a record number of mixed race children. So I think the left is starting to find themselves in a difficult position. Because how do you separate people who have more than one race within them? It's easy to say, okay, you're black, you're white, you're Asian, that's it. But how do you separate a person who happens to be what they call Eurasian, or their mother is black and their father is white? How do you separate that? You can't separate that anymore. They're losing that argument, thankfully.
And, we have to get smarter about that, too. Obviously, there's still prejudices out there, and that's never going to go away, because you always have those kinds of people that just, that's all they see is the differences. They don't see the commonality that we have. I think that's a word, isn't it? And I have long bragged that I am the melting pot. I've been here since, I think, the Mayflower, my family. I'm French, Irish, Scotch, Indian, English, and German. And I say that I am the melting pot because my family has been here for such a very long time. And melting means we melt together. Melting means we become Americans. And so many of them, and I don't really have a huge problem with it, but they want to keep their other cultures separate. Well, that's one thing. But when you're living here, you can't do that in the public spot. We should be teaching. I'm okay with being, to teach other languages. I'm not trying to get through that, say that I'm not. But our teaching and our signs and all these, they need to be what we are. And we are English speaking, mostly. We are English speaking country. And when we have the D.C. occupiers voting not to call us an English-speaking nation, what chaos are they trying to put into us? I mean, we're going to be like the Tower of Babel, where nobody knows what anybody else is saying. We need to melt together and become one as Americans. Don't you think so?
Absolutely. We're an English-speaking nation. Like it, love it, hate it, doesn't matter. Look, when you go to another country, sure, those people, they may be able, some of them may be able to speak English very well. However, you're expected to, if you're going to live there, you're expected to pretty much conform. You don't go to Greece and expect the Greeks to cater to you.
We're going to change our legislation. We're going to change all our legislation and everything to cater to you.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. You're going to have to become Greek, in essence, if you're moving to Greece. Or if you move to Mexico, you're going to have to become Mexican. If you're moving to Italy, you're going to have to become Italian. Same thing here. When you come here, it used to be that way. When people came here, they used to tell their children, well, no, speak English. You're an American now. And for some reason, liberals think that that's wrong. I don't think so.
Well, you know, we talked about the left, and again, that's a label I really don't like, but that's what we're stuck with, apparently, the left and the right. And, you know, they're the ones that do the most labeling, the most separating, and yet they're the ones that speak about tolerance, and they're the most intolerant that ever was.
Absolutely. It's amazing, the intolerance. When you disagree with them, it's kind of like, you know, one of my favorite movies is Lord of the Rings. And you're kind of looking at, you're looking at Gollum, and, you know, he's, on one hand, he's very, you know, Gollum can be very sweet and very nice, but when he talks about his precious, and to the left, power is their precious, if you take it away, well, they become a monster.
Yes.
Quite simply.
Well, and it's almost comical. I mean, they really get irate. It's almost comical because they lose all sense of logic when you don't agree with them, and they just go off. They just go off. And we've seen that with Hillary. We've seen her do that if you disagree with her. She just absolutely loses it. And now I was going to share with you something I think's funny. Do you remember when she got out of the White House, she said she was broke?
Yeah.
Well, now we have an article that their daughter has made, Chelsea has made a speech, and she says she doesn't care about money. She doesn't care about materialistic things or money, and I find this very comical. Because she makes a $600,000 salary, and her husband and her, he was a professional banker, they bought a $10.5 million apartment. But she doesn't care about money. So why doesn't she live in a little suburb like I do? Or live in rural America like I do? Or a little suburb in the city? She doesn't care about money. I think that's comical. We're going into a break. The lines are open. I think they're just getting a kick out of us. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Talk to Rod. Talk to Beth Ann at 877-895-5410. And we will all be right back. Talk Radio has a goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. At WillieSmoothRevolvers.com, Bill Walters is your personal gunsmith, specializing in action work and repairs on most makes and models of double action revolvers. Repair and enhance the actions of many semi-automatic pistols. Visit WillieSmoothRevolvers.com. Whether hunting, competition, or tactical work, WillieSmoothRevolvers.com is the gunsmith shop for you. CZ Engineering cares about safety. Protect your horses from life-threatening injury by using safety post caps. Find safety post caps at your local farm supply or request a sample package by emailing them at sample@cze.com. Safety post caps for the safety of your horses and livestock. Visit cze.com because safety comes first. Support the businesses who support common sense and CSE Talk Radio.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
It was once said, the pen is mightier than the sword. We're living in a time now that is demanding the Republic to speak up. Grievances need to be put before our elected officials. They need to hear from you. Mainstream media isn't telling the constitutional truth about issues in this nation. There's an agenda afoot that's being used against we the people. Commit now to send at least one of your representatives the pen. There will be no excuse for their lack of knowledge. Pick your state or national representative and senators, or even your governor. It's time to bring common sense back into our governing. Let the Republic be heard. The Pen is a bi-monthly publication for only $24.95. Order yours and order theirs. $24.95 per subscription. CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Order four and get the fifth one free. For credit card, visit csctalkradio.com. CSC Talk Radio listeners are reaching out to bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have a caller. We have Theodore from Missouri. Theodore, how are you today?
I'm good, Beth Ann. How are you? And I'm enjoying your guest very much.
Thank you. He's good, isn't he?
I have a question for the two of you. And then I'll hang up. Barack and Michelle Obama have two beautiful children. And for the life of me, I cannot understand. They can't seem to see past the end of their nose. If they destroy this country, what in the world do they think they are leaving to those two beautiful children? Hmm. And I'll let you folks comment on that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Theodore. I'll let you go first, Rod.
You have to understand that we have a dual system in our country now. It wasn't ever intended to be this way, but we have the governing elite, and then we have the rest of us. And the governing elite, they've often exempted themselves from certain rules and regulations and laws that they pass and enforce on the rest of us. And they truly believe that they're above all of this stuff. So even their posterity, to a certain degree, is not going to be affected by what they do to the rest of it. It's kind of like having royalty all over again, you know, the monarchy. Now, if you're a lord or a lady, or if you're in the king's court, you got it made. You don't have to worry about it. Your children and grandchildren, great-grandchildren, they don't have to worry about it. So I am sure that the Obamas, just like with Hillary, I mean, come on, look at the Clintons. How many people whose children go to college are able to get out with such a silver spoon in their mouth and land a job that makes them over $500,000 a year, nearly right off the bat. Most parents would love for their kids to do that, especially since they send them to places like, you know, Harvard or Yale or any of the other Ivy League or really good colleges. But they have special privileges. They always will. So this is something that the Obamas also see, I believe. Our kids are going to have special privileges. They're not going to be like the rest of them.
They are the elite. They believe that. We now have a class system here in the United States, or that's what they're trying to build. And that's part of the labeling and separating us out. You know, and it's kind of funny that these folks that scream about the wicked rich are very wealthy themselves. And they talk about the rich Republicans and conservatives. I don't know. I haven't found any of those funding my show yet. Have you? They aren't there, I don't think. They exist. We know they're out there. But, they don't believe, Theodore, that their children are going to be affected because they believe they're above it. And that's the sad truth of it. But it's never been that way, Rod, has it? In socialistic, communistic countries, which is what they're leaning to with our governing, that's how they're trying to push us with big government. Those at the top don't always get to stay at the top, and they're the only ones that are privileged, and the rest of us are working for the government, and we're just about to that point now with our taxes where we're working for the government. Now, before we get any farther, Rod, and I want you to comment on that, before we get any farther, because we're in the last segment of the show, I want to give your website. Can you do that for me?
Sure, it's rodeckles.net, RODECCLES.net.
All right, and I'll put that out on Facebook, too. And I'm going to be his guest on his show here in another week, and we'll see what we can do in the nighttime. We're in the daytime right now. We'll see what we can do in the evening and how much trouble we could cause.
Might cause a lot. Better watch out.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I really am. So, I think that I'm going to let you chime in on that, but it always confuses me. I can't figure out why they want to push this socialism and communism. They won't call it that, but that's what it is when we're looking at big government. It's a king government ruling over the people, dictating, mandating. We no longer have representation with our taxes because bureaucrats are doing it, and the Congress has just slumped off their job. You know, they don't care. They're too busy cutting deals in their office, those D.C. occupiers. And it just amazes me that they always think they're not going to be the ones. They're going to be the ones in charge.
Yeah, look, they're out there talking about, well, you know, we're the smartest people that this country has ever seen, so it's a good thing that we're in charge now because we know what's best for you. You know, you're like our children. We want to take care of you. And that's really all it is they just happen to like power because they like special privilege. And, you know, this is something that hasn't really changed much over the course of human history. And I try to tell people that, you know, mankind is no different today than we were 6,000 years ago. We're exactly the same. All the good and the bad we're exactly the same. The only thing that's changed is technology.
Now, wait a minute. You said 6,000. Didn't you mean billions of years ago? We've got another caller. We've got Mike from Texas. Mike, how are you today?
Hi, Beth Ann. He just pushed my buttons with that call and your answers. I figured this out quite some time ago, and I'll give you the exact parallels.
Okay, well, quickly, because we're down to the last minutes.
Okay. There's a parallel between communism and the royal system. Number one, the proletariat, the peasants. The Central Committee, the Knights of the Round Table, the communist dictator, the king, the upper party apparatus, the nobility. The upper half of society is controlled by the nobility. The lower half is run on a capitalist system. That's communism, called communism third way. This is intentional. Marx and Lenin were both in Britain before they did their dirty work, and they've instituted the system under a different set of names, but it's all the same. And the only difference is redistribution of wealth, and guess what austerity is? It's taking back what you traded your freedom for. That's the worm on the hook.
Rod?
Set up under a different name.
Rod, are you there?
Yes, historically speaking, he's not off. He's absolutely correct on how all that works. And I've been saying that for a long time now. Look, we have to understand that this is an experiment that has never been done in human history before as far as the United States is concerned and how we set up our government. And it comes to the point where there are some people that just didn't like the fact that you were being allowed to make your own choices. They didn't like it. They still don't like it. They're never going to like it.
And we are just about out of time. I want to give your website again. It's rodeckles.net. It's rodeckles.net, and Eccles is spelled E-C-C-L-E-S, and it's Rod, R-O-D. Rod, it's been a pleasure having you here with us today. I really appreciate what you're doing, and I know that, it's fun, but it's a chore. We have to keep out there. We have to keep the truth. You know, we do have a bias, and the bias is we want what's best for this nation, and we're not particular about a party. We're more particular about the characteristic and the policies. And, Rod, I just thank you for doing what you do.
Thank you, Beth Ann.
All right.
Thank you for having me.
You're more than welcome. It's going to take all of us, folks. It's going to take us, the Rod Eccles, the Beth Anns, the Mikes, the Theodores, and all those others, to come together and bring America home.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people just like you get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Samuel Adams once said, "It doesn't take a majority to win, just a tireless minority that will keep starting brush fires in the minds and hearts of their fellow men." Become a member of our Bring America Home campaign. Membership is $10. We'll reward you with a certificate of your commitment to do your part to bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is your common sense voice, and we need your help to stay on the air and fight this fight for America's true homeland constitutional security. Send $10 to CSC Talk Radio. Note that you want a membership certificate to join our Bring America Home campaign. Send $10 and join today. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. That's just $10 as you join CSC Talk Radio for our Bring America Home campaign certificate. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. As Samuel Adams suggested, let's start a few brush fires as we bring America home. Thank you.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.